Hey guys, this is Roger, and you're listening to episode 2 of the SMG Video Game Podcast. Alright guys, let's get things started here. Here, I got Chisholm playing Halo 3 on my Xbox 360. Looks addicted as hell. Doesn't want to start right now because he's so addicted playing. Right now he's currently losing. I think I converted somebody.
Yeah, that Halo game was pretty good, man. I met some nice 6-year-olds, but there were guys and cute girl. Oh man, this girl, she owned me. Tell them about it, Roger. You saw it.
Wow. I was watching him. He was getting owned by this player called Cute Girl 23. She was killing everybody. She really knew how to handle those rockets.
She got more kills than our whole team. Big black rockets, man. The JBs love those.
Yes, I get so. Anyways, enough about Halo. We know you're addicted. So, you're not a fanboy anymore, Nintendo?
You know, at first, I'm like 360, red rings, garbage. But after playing it, I'm a believer. This system's actually pretty good. I love the online. That's what Nintendo needs to do, is this online system.
Yeah, seriously. This whole Franco thing, terrible. You should really look at Xbox Live. It's like one of the best online systems. But anyways, let's get to the video game news. See what we got. Is there anything interesting going on, Jizzle, this week?
Well, I haven't really looked into video game news. I've been busy with playing Mario Kart Wii.
Right. Talking about that, some big video game releases this week. First of all, I think most of us know, is Grand Theft Auto 4.
I tried it at Video Game Plus in Toronto. It's pretty good. The location is at Keele and Wilson, I believe. You can go out there and try it. They have it at their PS3 demo inside the store. Anyways, basically in this game, it's a huge leap from Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yeah, it is. I just actually got back from New York City. Great place, by the way, though. You should really check it out. The video game scene there is amazing. I mean, I went to the launch party for Grand Theft Auto 4. These guys were crazy about it, man. Really crazy. I mean, I could understand because GTA 4 is based on New York City.
Yeah, unlike that crappy true crime Streets of New York, that was a garbage game.
Yeah, I never really played that, but I guess I can see what he means. But yeah, I checked out the demo. Wow, I can't wait to get this game. But yeah, since Grand Theft Auto 4 came out, there's been a lot of controversy already starting. And it hasn't even been a week since it went out. So we got shootings going on during the release party. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, well, from what I heard, someone stole Grand Theft Auto and they threatened to shoot the guy, the store owner. They end up going to jail. Like, why would you go that much for a $60 game?
I don't know, man. Some crazy people. Sounds very similar to the launch parties for the Wii and 360.
Yeah, I heard that they chased him with the police car, right? And unlike Grand Theft Auto, they actually had a chopper. And they started shooting from the chopper? No, they didn't. They just said, sorry, step out of the car. It's not like Grand Theft Auto Chase.
Oh, I find it ironic that people are shooting each other to get a shooting game. Or not a shooting game. Well, sort of. But you know what I mean. But yeah. Well, I got one right here. It was probably the biggest one. This is the biggest thing I've seen. But we've all heard of MADD, M-A-D-D. Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and they seem to be on the bandwagon for anti-Grand Theft Auto. And what's this about? It's about drunk driving. Yes, drunk driving. You can do that in Grand Theft Auto 4, and these mothers are incredibly mad about that. And so mad that they want the ESRB to rate it adults only. What do you think of that, Chisholm?
The last game was worthy adults only. I haven't seen the content, but I can imagine.
Yeah, with the hot coffee thing. We'll get into that another time, but yeah. So MADD wants to make this game adults only because you can drunk drive in Grand Theft Auto 4. And if you look on the GameSpot forums, people are going nuts all over about it. There's about 1,500 comments already about it, about the controversy. You know what? This is crazy.
Yeah, people are saying, I just read the first comment, they're saying that this is not reality, it's just a game. Well, who cares, right?
Yeah, exactly. We just want to have fun, you know. But then again, I'm thinking Rockstar may like this, because, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity for a game, right?
I think they plan for this. They know Matt has this sort of role. They have commercials against video games and all that already.
Yeah, you know, they're gonna make enough millions of dollars on this game, and this is just adding to it.
This is only gonna help, just like hot coffee just helped. Everyone rushed to get that real version.
Yeah, are you gonna get it?
I'll eventually be looking between a 360 and a PS3 after just playing Halo 3. I don't know, it could be on the 360 side, but Metal Gear Solid 4, I don't want to give that one up.
Sony, eat your heart out. We're actually going to be talking about the PS3 in our editorial this week. So, now the next thing I want to talk about is Tecmo Bowl. It's coming for the DS. Yes, the original one. It's coming for the DS. And it's not only just going to be a straight port, it's going to be upgraded graphics. Ooh.
Any details on the Wi-Fi? I've heard there was Wi-Fi. Does this mention anything about the players?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? There is going to be Wi-Fi. Online multiplayer matches, and the touch screen can be used to control players. Oh, we were reading this from GameSpot. Oh, and it's coming out this fall. What do you think of this? Hey.
I'll say it again. This sounds really awesome.
Oh, we're just gonna have to wait on Tecmo. I mean, they did a great job with they did a great job with Ninja Gaiden for the DS, so I'm pretty sure that they're gonna do a great job for Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, I love the controls in Ninja Gaiden, not Ninja Gaiden.
Ninja. Well, it's debatable what you want to pronounce it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Great game anyways. Tecmo Bowl was a great game too, and I hope this one will be a good too.
Yes. We're just gonna have to wait and see. And our last snippet of news is that Activision slash Vivendi, or the official name is Activision Blizzard, is going to not be at E3. Can you believe that?
Yeah, Active Blizzard's not going to be there, but what I've heard is BlizzCon. Are you aware of BlizzCon?
Yes, BlizzCon, the big convention for Blizzard.
Yeah, so maybe they'll just show off what they have there. There's no point of an E3. It's not what it was before.
I don't know why they're not showing up. Maybe it's because of what happened with E3. I mean, a couple years ago. I mean, a lot of us know what happened with E3. It downsized. It wasn't as. It's not the big trade show that everybody went to. Now it's just some private thing going on. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I didn't feel it last year. We fit. I wasn't even in the country for part of that, or not in the city, whatever. I was in a mobile place where I didn't have internet, so I didn't really care about E3 last year.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, I think they did what they wanted to do with it, make it not so popular, but it really took a toll on the video game industry. I mean, it even took a toll on LA, where they actually host a place in E3. So that's why there's other video game conventions now, like E for Everyone.
E for Everyone is actually pretty good from what I've heard. Anyone can just demo the games, like me or you.
Yep. And soon enough, hopefully, maybe we'll get some video game convention in Toronto.
Yo, we'll be at E for All one day. I know it.
One day. One day when we get our jobs in the video game industry. Well, I plan to be a journalist sometime. What about you, man?
I just watched that We Fit marketing or video. It's really good, and I'm gonna be working with that in the future, hopefully.
Chisholm, the next Reggie.
Yeah, I'm about kicking names and taking ass.
Good wordplay on that. So that's all the video game news that we have for this week. Big things, at least.
Oh, you touched my tra-la-la.
Wow, what a great way to start off this next section right here. The editorials. And this week is about the PlayStation 3. Now, as we all know, surprisingly, I mean, 5 years ago, we would have thought they were on top, but look at it now. Now Nintendo's on top, Microsoft is in the middle, and Sony's way down below. I mean, they're losing. What do you think of that?
I don't really care. PS1, PS2, I hate it. This one's I'm actually interested in.
People are wondering, is it going to survive this generation? I mean, I think it's making a comeback. I mean, it's got great games coming out now. I mean, Metal Gear Solid 4 is coming out in June, and sometime in the future, there's going to be Final Fantasy 13, but you think this is gonna save the PS3?
The thing is, there's too much competition in the 360, and the Wii just takes away any casual people that they had from PS2.
Yeah, he does have a point there. I mean, the Wii is definitely catered towards the casual gamer. And not just the casual gamer. I mean, the people that who haven't played, like grandmas and old people, you know?
Yeah, so PS2, people just bought it for a DVD player back then. I remember it was so cheap. My cousins ended up buying, and their last system was an NES.
Oh, yeah, that was way back then, like back when DVD players were expensive as hell.
Yeah, PS2, people were pretty much bought it for a DVD, and maybe the games. Gran Turismo was a pretty good launch title.
Oh yeah, Gran Turismo 3. Good memories. But yeah, well, let's think about it. Like, what does PS3 have to offer? I mean, it's got like a huge hard drive, Blu-ray player. I mean, that has to be an advantage now since HDVD is dead.
Yeah, it also got multi-platform games. The thing is, though, $100 more, $50 more price tag. That's the thing that's killing it.
Yeah, I think the price tag really killed it during launch. I mean, you look at the Wii, it was like, how much was it, like 300?
No, it was actually cheaper than that. It was around 300. Yeah, after tax, it would be 300 in here in Canada.
Yeah, so you got like the Wii, it was like 300, and the Xbox 360 was 300, 400, depending which version you got. And then you got the PS3, which is I quote this from what's his name,
Yeah.
Ken Kutaray
No,
or
it's Kaz.
Kaz? Oh, Kaz. Yeah, I was talking about the other guy. Kaz. He was $599. That was a quote. I mean, when people heard that, that would turn into an internet fad.
Yeah, $599 here in Canada, back when our economy was really bad. $599 was 699 Canadian dollars when the PS3 came out. That's a lot of friggin' money. That was like $800 after tax.
I know. And I think that was the point when Sony was about to lose it. I mean, like saying Sony's just lost it. $599. And their justification for that was for the Blu-ray player. I mean, the Blu-ray player cost a lot to put in that. It was really expensive, and I think they made the same mistake that Sega made with one of their systems. I forget which one. Not the Dreamcast.
The Saturn.
The Saturn.
Yeah,
Yeah,
the Saturn
the
was really
Saturn.
expensive.
Three, I think it was
Yeah,
$600.
it was.
$600. And then you had the PS1, which was only like 200 at most.
Yeah, probably like 259, 249, something like that. Not 200, though.
Yeah, and that just put people off. I mean, when you got a big price tag, people just don't want to buy it. And another thing which we should mention is, but it goes without saying, is I mean, you gotta have the games. I mean, you can have like the best system ever, have the cheapest price, but if you got no games, then it's really not gonna be strong.
Thing is, they came a year late to when they're competing with 360. Wii came a year late, but it's not competing per se. So I actually had a chance. PS3 is trying to compete, yet it comes a year late. It's gonna have problems.
I mean, it wasn't that competitive. I mean, when the 360 came out like a year ago, it wasn't too competitive. It didn't have that many good games. Like, I think it had Call of Duty 2 or Call of Duty 3 and Perfect Dark. That's all I remember vividly that was good before the PS3 and Wii came out.
What about Gears of War, though? Didn't that come out?
Oh, yeah, you do have a point. But Gears of War came out, I think, a little bit after the release date.
Came out around, like, PS3 launch, didn't it?
Yeah, it came around the PS3 launch. And I probably saved the 360 from. So yeah, and also with that, I mean, with the big price too, like the video, they had no games for it. I mean, what games did they have? They had Resistance. That was the only game I thought that was probably pretty good for the PS3 at launch. Now, what's interesting is on our forums, the SMG forums, which you can access at www.thesmg.tk, is someone made a topic about the PS3 being doomed, and this was before the PS3 came out, and the quote, I quote from this guy, he says, "I think PS3 is doomed to fail horribly, and it will drag Sony down with it." I mean, and this guy also made a poll about will the PS3 succeed or fail, and there was absolutely zero
Okay,
votes
let's
about
move on now.
PS3 succeeding this generation. Wow, that is crazy. And 2 years later, I think the vibe is still the same thing. I mean, let's look at the post here. Okay, we got some guy named the Gannon, which is actually one of our moderators. They are losing already too much money with the PS3 as manufacturing costs. Oh, and yours truly here.
Fanboys comment.
We got a fanboyish comment from here from DJ Chisholm. And why don't you say, this is your quote.
Alright, this is exactly what I wrote. Finally, this is what I wanted since 1984, when the PS3 was launched in Japan, at least. I knew it would be crap compared to Sega and Nintendo's offering. Sony has never given me even close to decent customer service. Especially, like, I bought a headphone, or I bought a CD player, and I said, hey, this is broken within the first month. They said, forget about you. They said, it's your own fault. If my DS, I broke it, like, a year after. And they said, it's okay. Anyways, back to the quote. Sony has never even given me close to decent customer service, but Sega, on the other hand, has repaid my Dreamcast long after its death, free of charge, and countless times now has given me free repairs and items. Killer launch isn't Final Fantasy. It's supposed to be ready by the end of the year? That's why I said in July. It was not. That's reason enough for it to be... Whatever. It just says that Final Fantasy is basically all it's got.
Yeah, and now it's got Metal Gear Solid 4. I mean, before this, when this topic was made, PS Home wasn't announced, and I think that's supposed to be one of the biggest things for the PS3, but it still hasn't come out. I mean, when was it supposed to be released? Well, anyways, I think it was supposed to be released, like, last September, and it still hasn't come out. Sony's got to get a move on it soon. Alright, guys, I pulled up another topic from the SMG forums, and this one's also by Chisholm, and... We're just going to talk about the good things about the PS3. I mean, we've been talking about some negative things about Sony's new system. I think we should start talking about the good things.
Yeah, people were calling me a fanboy at one point because I was dissing Sony so much. So I said,
you are a fanboy.
Yeah, I'm like, forget about this. I'll make a topic and say the great things about the PS3. And I made a lot, and other people are going to... Roger's going to read the list.
Okay, the first reason is the Triforce of the PS3 is... Metal Gear Solid 4, Devil May Cry 3, and Final Fantasy 13. Now, Devil May Cry 4 already came out for the 360, so I wouldn't consider that anymore. So, it really only has Metal Gear Solid 4 and Final Fantasy 13. If those games become multi-platform, I would think Sony would have a very hard time succeeding this generation.
So, we got 25 on the list, so let's hear them.
This talks about the 6-axis controller. I don't know. 6-axis controller, it got some negative publicity. It's some... bad vibes. I mean, look, the DualShock 3 came out in replacement of it.
It hasn't been utilized yet. Wait till Metal Gear Solid 4. I saw the trailer and they said it's actually being utilized properly.
Maybe. Another thing, let's see. Free online browser, which is PS Home. And, this is funny. You can sell it for eBay. Which is what most people did during the PS3 launch. People didn't actually keep it. People sold it on eBay for like $1,500. You remember those? Remember that time?
Yeah, built-in Wi-Fi too. I'm not listening to what you're saying.
Yeah, why not, eh? Why not?
Because it's Sony. Who cares?
I think we have a Wii 60 fanboy approaching here.
I don't know. Metal Gear Solid, though. Snake is good. I just played Smash Bros. Earlier today.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good character in that game. We'll talk about that another time. Let's see. Yeah, the rest of this is kind of silly. I mean, shiny Spider-Man font.
Can I read the list? I'm going to read it.
Sure.
All right, so more on the list. Final Fantasy, shiny. No annoying Rumble. Don't you guys, like, hate Rumble? That's why I love the Wavebird. I hate Rumble.
Fanboy.
Because the 6-axis controller is amazing. It got rid of that annoying Rumble, and it's not boomerang shaped. What do you think about the boomerang shape when it was announced?
I could barely remember it, but yeah.
Alright, you got more things. You have to do PS1 emulation from your home hard drive. That's pretty cool. Leaves you have a freaky, tingly feeling in your hands after you play it. Another one. Ridge Racer. I love that game.
Ridge Racer? I never played that game, though. Is it good?
I played it for DS, and I played it for DS, so I don't care. You can cook things on it. Only the one with the Blu-ray player, though. Back then, there wasn't a Blu-ray player one?
Yeah. Weren't there any... There were both Blu-ray players.
I guess some idiot wrote this in the list. Anyways, number 15, Ridge Racer. Again. PSP connectivity. That one actually looks cool. What do you think about the PSP connectivity?
Yeah, I mean, they could do a lot of things with it. I hope that Sony won't do the same stuff that Nintendo did with the GameCube, with the Game Boy Advance. I mean, that was silly. That sucked. I mean, they relied on it in replacement for online games, and look what happened to the GameCube.
Yeah, even on the DS right now, it's only being used in Pokemon. What they gotta do is a Four Swords Adventure for Wii. That would be awesome.
Yeah, or something like that. I mean, they could utilize a lot of things, but you know Nintendo, they don't really need to do that because they're still selling a lot of Wiis.
Anyways, back to the list. You got number 12, cheaper than a standard Blu-ray player. I believe it still is. And then we got number 11, faster than my new laptop. I didn't write that. I don't have a new laptop. Someone else wrote that. It's probably faster than most laptops. It's pretty powerful. Comes in black. And yeah, everyone loves black, right? Just like those big black launchers when I was playing Halo 3 and the hot girl was beating me. It's just rocket launchers. You know what I mean. Anyways, number 8, huge hard drive, 60 gig. It's number 7, high in demand. You can sell it for more money on eBay, like Roger said.
I do want to say something though, the 40 GB hard drive does not have any PS2 compatibility. Just to let you people know, if you're gonna buy a PS3.
Yeah, back then the list said 20 GB back when it was still selling. Yeah, I guess it doesn't exist anymore. Anyways, number 5, free online browser. Convict, what? Number 4 does not make any sense.
Skip that.
Okay, built-in Wi-Fi, number 3.
Okay.
That's anything that has a huge advantage over 360. Some of us can't really handle wires.
Yeah, not me. I mean, I got my 360 connected to the computer and it's a pain in the ass.
So you got, at least it's not laggy, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's way better. It's still a good online thing. Way better than the Wii, though. You know what I mean, right? After just playing Halo 3, you can say that.
Yeah, but I loved owning people in Mario Kart yesterday, so in terms of the games, I'm still gonna go with Nintendo, but Halo 3 is all right. Make a game like GoldenEye, and then that's mine. Number 1 was Metal Gear Solid 4. That's the reason why.
So what do you th- I think the PS3, they're gonna be all right. I mean, they're not gonna be number 1, but they're gonna be all right.
I think the deciding point is September. We gotta know how the summer sales do with this new bundle of Metal Gear Solid, which everyone's saying is the system seller.
Yeah, the killer app. Like I said, if any release or any confirmation that it's gonna be for the 360, oh, bad blow to Sony. And
yeah, I heard already Final Fantasy may just jump shift to 360 as well. So
yeah, who knows what will happen. We'll just have to find out and see. Okay, let's talk about video game releases. And to be honest, there ain't that much coming out. After Grand Theft Auto 4 and Mario Kart Wii coming out, there ain't going to be anything that wants to compete with those two juggernauts.
Yeah, so basically for the Wii, we have Boombox, which is a new release by EA. It's a new IP.
Yes, Boombox. Oh, Boomblocks. Sorry, whatever. Never heard of this game, that's why.
Yeah, I just read about it, like, briefly. We'll see how the reviews say.
Yep, and we got Speed Racer, and they're both
you
coming
guys
out
can decide
on
what
May
happens
6,
to PlayStation
so
3.
This Tuesday, or Wednesday, if you live in Canada. Because for some reason, our games get delayed by, like, one day, right?
Yo, it's just Walmart. I go to EB sometimes and actually get it right. Don't go to Walmart.
Yeah, but Walmart sells it cheaper.
Yeah, save that dollar. Go to Walmart, I'd say. You don't need to be that much of a nerd. You need a game one day early. Come on.
Yeah, just save up. No need to. No need to go to these launch parties and get shot. 360. We got, like I said, last week we got Iron Man, which is about pretty much it. No Speed Racer. There's nothing coming up for the 360. Nothing that we haven't talked about. PS3. Let's see what the PS3. Nothing much. Except for the Wii. And for PS3, the only thing that's coming out, the only thing that we're getting soon, yeah, shut up. The only thing we're getting for the PS3 is Call of Duty, the Game of the Year edition. So, like I said, no one wants to compete with Grand Theft Auto. People are staying away from it. It's like the disease. It's like AIDS.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for AIDS, man.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. But for the DS, we got a couple games here. We got Crosswords DS and Toy Shop. And that's coming out on Monday. And other than that, that's pretty much it for this week. I mean, my wallet's going to be light after getting Mario Kart Wii and Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah, don't forget about Speed Racer for the DS and the Wii. Like I said, not for the 360. If you've seen this game, it looks exactly like a clone of F-Zero from what I've seen in the screenshots.
That can wait. I mean, my wallet's getting light.
Yeah, get away from the Speed Racer, though. Just wait for a real F-Zero. You can snake in that game. It's awesome.
Yes, we'll see how that goes. Well, that's all for video game releases this week. Let's go to our next session, which is Name That
Video Game Tune.
Yeah, and this week we got this. So that was our video game tune. And this week, we got a nice prize coming up. I got a special copy from Nintendo World, a DVD copy of Wii Fit. I mean, I gave one to Chisholm, and wow, he's like shocked. He has a look on his face.
So amazing. I can't believe it. You got to get this tune this week.
Yeah. You can only have it. It's sitting in my basement, waiting for someone to take it. I mean, I tried it out. I mean, it's all right. You really need the balance board to have fun with it. I mean, it's only the DVD. It's not like the balance board is with it. So, guess that video game tune. If you know what it is, email me at smgcanada@gmail.com and give me the right tune. Alright, about last week's video game tune. We got a few people who guessed the tunes. I mean, we won't say if it's right or wrong, but we'll wait a bit. We'll wait a couple more weeks until we give out the answer, so if you can guess this week's tune and last week's tune, email us at smgcanada@gmail.com. Now, without further ado, let's get to our video game reviews. And this week, since I got this guy addicted to it, we're going to review Halo 3.
Yeah.
So let's just get into it. Halo 3, I mean, biggest game for the Xbox, the killer app for the Xbox. It's really great. I mean, what can you say? Everything is great about it. Gameplay, the graphics, the sound. I mean, but the best thing about it is the gameplay. I mean, look at you. You were addicted to that game.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Nice talking. I like the online.
I know. I mean, I think that's the one thing that stands out in Halo, is the online. I mean, the single player is good, too. I mean, it's a nice story, but it does get a bit repetitive, I must say. But the multiplayer, it's awesome. It never gets old. I mean, I get lots of good laughs when I play Halo 3.
Yeah, you don't even have to be good at this game to have fun with it. That's the best thing about it.
I know, like I said, Chisholm was getting killed, and he was still having a blast.
Yeah, I love getting blasted by these girls, man.
Yeah. Alright, let's talk about the gameplay. This is the best part of it. It's a pretty unique first-person shooter. I mean, it's not like most first-person shooters where you get shot and then you just die. I mean, this one has regenerative shields. That's probably like the biggest thing. I mean, you could get shot, and if you wait a while, your health will recover. And I think that's a really rewarding system that makes a lot of players want to play. I mean, did you like the fact that your health would go back to 100%?
Yeah, I love that. I love just after I get shoot, just run away.
Just run away and try to get back at him, which is awesome. And another thing is, it's not like with most first-person shooters where you get, like, hundreds of weapons, and I don't know how you hold them. This game, in Halo, you only get to hold two. I mean, you got to really think about the weapons, right? I mean, you were playing Halo 3, right? And you were thinking about the weapons that you were trying to pick up.
Yeah, I just picked it up, though. I'm a first-time player, so just try to pick them up. Try getting whatever could kill people.
Yes, exactly. As we all can see, Halo 3 has a competitive edge to it. I mean, it requires a lot of strategy to get good at this game. It's not like your simple game where you do some button mashing or snaking just to get good. It takes a lot of strategy.
Snaking is awesome. I kill everybody in Mario Kart with snaking.
Yeah, but once you get used to it, you can kill a lot of noobs with that.
Yeah, especially you, Roger.
We'll see about that. But yeah, that's gameplay is the best part about it. Now, for the graphics of Halo 3, I mean, what do you think about it? Does it look good?
Yeah, part where I took the whatever the car thing is, and I took it in the water, I was amazed by the water.
Oh, yeah. He was driving the Mongoose in the water. I mean, the water effects were really amazing. I mean, Halo has always been graphically good. Always looked beautiful. And I think Bungie uses this technique called bump mapping, which makes the game look bumpier, so it looks more detailed, if you know what I mean. But in Halo 3 compared to Halo 2, whoo, big graphics difference. I mean, it really shows off the 360's capabilities.
Yeah, unlike Grand Theft Auto 4, where people are complaining about the graphics.
Yeah. So if you want a game to show off to your friends that looks good, Halo 3 is the game. Maybe Gears of War, but I like Halo 3's style better. Now, let's talk about the sound of this game. I mean, Halo is one of my favorite soundtracks. I mean, it's everyone's favorite, a lot of people's favorite soundtrack. It's got like beautiful orchestrated pieces. The noise is amazing. I mean, you look at Tommy Tallarico's Video Games Live. And I mean, you got the nice melodramatic music, you got the calm music, and you got the choir there. I mean, this game's a beautiful masterpiece orchestrated. I think the Royal Conservatory music would be proud.
Yeah, as much as I didn't really like Halo being played last, it was amazing, and it's actually well written.
It is. It's so good that it's our current ending theme. Until we get a real current ending theme, we're gonna use that for a while.
Yeah, I may not like it as a Halo hater, but after playing Halo 3, I'm a Halo lover.
Oh, look what Halo does to Nintendo fanboys. So yeah, anyways, about the music, great. Buy the soundtrack. About the value, okay. No matter what, I would never rent this game, ever. You need to buy this game, right?
Yes, you do. This is the only game you should have. If you have one game for 360, this is it.
Exactly. My point proven. I mean, there's no reason why you have to rent this game. You're not going to play this game for the single player, so there's no point in renting. You're playing it for the multiplayer. And even if you do rent it, you're not going to want to bring it back. And as we all know, Blockbuster has a not so late policy, but they do charge you, right?
It doesn't really matter. Halo 3 is like, you can probably find it 29.99 at your local Blockbuster or EB Games. But if you rent it, it's gonna cost you like
That's his
$8, and
finale
you're
song,
better off
like the
buying
last
it.
song. Yeah, I got Halo 3 for $40. It was a very good deal. I mean, you're gonna have Halo for you need Halo 3 is the game to get for 360. Whether it's to show it off to your friends or to play with other people, like I demonstrated the 360 to Chisel. Man, look, this guy's smiling. He's a believer now.
No, the game was awesome, man. I love playing with people. I love just hearing what people have to say, and I love the little girls.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely a great value. Have to get this game. Now let's talk about the good and bad things about Halo 3. One good thing is the gameplay. It's innovative. It's got the regenerator shield. It's got the two wielding weapons. So you really have to use strategy in this game. And name another pro, Chisel. Okay, let's talk about the value
The
now.
graphics, man, the water, remember, like we said earlier?
Yes, the great graphics. Also, the music is great. I love the music. It's one of the best soundtracks of all time, I'd have to say. The online is great. In contrast to Halo 2, Halo 2's ending for the single player was really bad. It pissed a lot of people off. But Halo 3, I have to say, the ending's good. Really good. Especially if you beat it on Legendary. Very satisfying. The AI is smart. The controls are amazing. I mean, look at Chisholm. I mean, you got used to the controls in like 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, I actually started killing people in Halo 2. I've never even killed anyone once.
Yeah, can you imagine? Now he's a master at it, so he thinks.
Yeah, these guys are actually saluting me, saying you're doing pretty good, even though this is your first time, because I was telling them.
Great online community. Okay, let's talk about the bad things about Halo 3. There aren't that much, but we'll say something. About the single player missions, like I said, you would never get this game for the single player missions because some of them are really incredibly boring. Really repetitive. I mean, you do the same thing over and over again. It's like walking through hallways and hallways and hallways, really doing anything. It's just a waste of time, I'd say. But the story is okay. Okay, and one other gripe I have about is the replays. They don't really work that as well as you think they would. I mean, I tried watching a replay before and it was not as good as most games would be. So, overall, I'd give Halo a 9.5. What about you, Chisel? Well, you've only played it for like a few minutes, but what do you give it so far?
I haven't really seen any problems so far, and the problems I did see were very minor. I agree with the 9.5, that's fine. But because it's little bit of problems. 9.0. 9.0 for me.
9.0. And that's it for Halo 3. Our next game is... Okay. Chisholm's pulling out of the hat. What's he gonna choose? And it's...
Let's see what it is. The Legend of Zelda. Nope, not Twilight Princess. The Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass. I love that plushie, by the way, that you have, Link.
Straight out of Nintendo World. I'd recommend going there if you go to the great city of New York.
Yeah, that Toon Link is awesome in Smash Bros. As well. What's not awesome is this game.
Phantom Hourglass. I mean, despite all the reviews that it got, like the good reviews, 9.0 on GameSpot, and I think it got like 9.5 on IGN. Something like that. I'm personally not a big fan of that game, and I think a lot of people would agree with me.
Well, I have to say, the handheld games have been pretty bad since the Game Boy Advance era. The Game Boy era. Ever since the Game Boy Advance era, came up with the Minish Cap. That, I didn't really like either.
Yeah, I didn't like that much either. I'd stick to the consoles. Well, let's get into it. Phantom Hourglass. It's the first Zelda game for the DS, and it really utilizes, or it tries to utilize the DS controls. Like, for example, if you're trying to throw a boomerang, you use the stylus to draw a direction to where the boomerang goes. I mean, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, the 3D is pretty cool too, right? Every time you open a door, a big-ass 3D door comes out. But it's really, it takes so long, it looks like it's loading. It takes a while every time you open a damn door.
Yeah. But let's get to the point. I mean, with all those quirky features of Zelda Phantom Hourglass, let's get to the point. Is this game fun?
Well, quick summary of the gameplay. It's really repetitive. You're slashing. Even, I got so frustrated, I just said, okay, forget about this. I'm going to put all the cheats on, have all the hearts, and I end up getting bored. The gameplay is repetitive. You're sailing. Sailing is not as cool as it was. It's not. The environments aren't that as great in this game either. The 3D was not that cool. I'd rather recommend this. I'd rather have this have it be a 2D game.
Yeah. One thing I want to add about the repetitiveness is there's this one dungeon where you have to keep going over and over again. I don't know what Nintendo was thinking about that.
Yeah, and moving on to sound. The sound is pretty dumb, how you have to speak in the microphone and yell at people. Hey, come over here! That's pretty dumb.
Yeah, that reminds me of Diddy Kong Racing. I mean, one time I was playing on the subway, and you had to blow into the microphone in order to power up. And it was kind of awkward when I did it in front of people. I just got the looks from everybody.
Yeah, I didn't really like that either. And in Diddy Kong Racing, it had my own voiceovers. And say like, over 9,000 and things like that. That was pretty fun. But people are looking at me like, hey, what the hell is that?
Yeah. Hope Nintendo likes embarrassing us. So, yeah. I mean, well, music-wise, is the music good?
Overall, it's not as good as Wind Waker was.
Yeah, I have to say Wind Waker. Best Zelda game with the best music, right?
No, I'd say Twilight Princess was better music.
I say they're on par, but I like Wind Waker better personally. But yeah, but with Phantom Hourglass, I didn't find the music that great.
Okay, moving on to the online. I didn't mention the online gameplay. Have you played it, Roger?
No. I only got to like the second dungeon and I got really bored.
Anyways, in the online, you just walk around, you gotta get these Triforce pieces. It's not that fun. I wouldn't recommend it. If you see Wi-Fi on the logo, half the time you're just gonna buy it and say, hey, I'm getting extra value. This one, I say the lasting value is not that great. Because the Wi-Fi just isn't there, and there's many other DS games that you'll get Wi-Fi in.
Yeah. So would I recommend buying this game? If you're a hardcore Zelda fan, I would get it, but if you're just a casual Nintendo player, I would just rent it.
I have 3 Zelda t-shirts. I consider myself a hardcore Zelda fan. And even I wouldn't really recommend this, Roger.
Wow. That is some serious stuff. So, let's talk about the good things and bad things about Phantom Hourglass. I mean, the good thing is it has some really innovative techniques for the DS. Anything else?
It's basically Wind Waker for your DS, just not as good. Just like when you buy a sports game or whatever for your handheld. It's just like NBA, but it's on your handheld, so it's not going to be as good.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I could really think about. I mean, it could be fun, but I didn't think of that much. Let's just get to the bad points.
Yeah, basically, we got a dumbed down Wind Waker. That's the main point we're getting across here.
Not only that, I'm warning you now, the story, it does not advance much.
Yeah, linebacker, it has no character at all.
Yeah, I mean, if you were looking for a game that's a sequel to Wind Waker, yeah, you're in the wrong place.
Even though Tetra may be hot, she's not hot in this one. She has no character at all. I didn't feel it, the vibe with her. I didn't feel like I was going to be happy at the end of the game.
And I suppose that's a bad point. But the most important thing I'd have to say, the worst thing about Phantom Hourglass is it's really repetitive.
Yeah, I just got bored of it, and I said, forget about this game. I'm not going to play it. The commercial made it seem fun, but it's really not. Overall, I'm going to give it a 7.0. What will you give it, Roger?
That's harsh. I give it a 7.5. I mean, it could be fun to some people, but for people like me, I didn't find it that fun.
There's many other games on the DS that are offering you better experiences. Because of that, that's probably why it does not have the score it had. Had this game came out on the Game Boy Advance, maybe you would get an 8.0. It's just there's so much competition going on in the DS, wouldn't you agree?
Lots of competition. You could get something else better. Alright, and that wraps it up for Episode 2 of the SMG Video Game Podcast. We'll be coming back to you soon. So, get back to us. We want to hear from you. So, email us at smgcanada@gmail.com. See what you have to say. And visit our forums, too, at www.thesmg.tk. You got anything else to say, Chisholm?
The SMG forums, www.thesmg.tk. Go now.
Go now, or else?
Or else I will post more?
And that could be a bad thing. Alright guys, we're going to leave you off to the great ending theme here. See you next week.